Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, y'all, let's take a ride. Don't just say a word, just get inside.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the FWWC tonight. Sit back, relax, and let us take you on a fantastic ride. Ladies and gentlemen, the FWWC tonight starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Enjoy the ride.
Right, everybody, that's right, it's Thursday night, ladies and gentlemen, and we are here for the biggest show around, the FWWC tonight with the Pick'em Edition. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by the one and only Wrestle Talk Podcast. So let's go ahead and get the man in here himself, the man that runs the things around here, the master of ceremonies, the one, the only, the host with the most, C.E.O.
Master of Ceremonies, the host with the most, the CEO, head admin of the world's premier fantasy wrestling group, that is the Fantasy Wrestling Worldwide Chapter. And we must apologize to our audience, to our listening audience for last week. Had some technical difficulties. Sometimes things just don't go quite as planned. So unfortunately, we couldn't do the show last week, which is okay. It's all good. No problem. Stuff happens. We got our business taken care of. But we are back tonight after a week off, and we are live with you guys for the Pick'em, Round 7 Pick'em. One of my favorite shows, because a lot of things have changed, or a lot of things can change during, folks, I got to be honest with you guys, Crosstober had to be one of my favorite months here in the FWWC. Not only because I got to participate, the entire group got to participate with each other on a level that we have not done so before in quite some time. The Infinite Brand been rocking with the Infinite Brand. The Inferno Brand's been rocking with the Inferno Brand. It's been an amazing brand battle. But Crosstober gave us all an opportunity to mix it up, to battle each other. And I am proud to say that Inferno came out on top in Crosstober. It was lit. It was amazing. Shout out to Infinite. Shout out to Hardcore Haas, shout out to Jake White, some great, amazing general managers of both brands. Shout out to those guys. Shout out to the superstars. Shout out to everybody who put together an amazing Crosstober, cross-brand matches. It was fire. It was lit. And I'm pretty sure after I meet with the board of directors, we're going to repeat that bad boy next year, next October. Because guess what, folks? It's November. The Halloween is over. Unfortunately, we missed the Halloween show. Hope you guys had a safe Halloween and a safe trick-or-treating. But we're in November. We are coming to a close in 2021. And what an epic year it has been so far here in the WWC, as always, sponsored by the WrestleTalk Podcast. As we get closer to the end of the year, we're going to start reflecting on this year, going into what we have planned for next year. But I'm telling you guys right now, the action here in the FWWC is going to be hot. The action here in the FWWC is going to be elevated. And like one of my favorite guys said, we're only going to go higher and higher and higher all the way to 2022. So I'm not going to run my mouth all night. I'm not going to banter all night. You guys can listen to me. I can tell dumb jokes. I'm like a hot air balloon. I'm full of it. But we have important business to take care of tonight. That's right, folks. Round 7 of the Pick'em is going down right now, and the only way we can do that properly is by getting on both representing general managers of Inferno and of Infinite. So let's do that right now. JP, hit that dial, hit that music. Let's first talk to our general manager, my boss of Inferno, none other than Jake Wyatt. Jake Wyatt, you're on live with the FWWC tonight. How are you doing this evening, sir?
I'm doing quite well. How about yourself, sir?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. So for starters, I got to ask you a shoot question, man, because we have lives outside here of the FWWC. It's a damn shame that I missed it, but I know you was out there representing. How was AEW live in Kansas City at the Cable Dome Arena last night?
It was fantastic. The only crap part is I didn't see John Moxley for a second time in a week, but that's okay. He's going to go give himself some help, but everything else, top notch from top to bottom.
Oh, man, I can only imagine. It's been a while since I've been to a live wrestling show. What did you think about the presentation, man? What did you think about especially one of my favorite guys, Mr. CM Punk?
It was CM Punk was actually fantastic. It was just wish I could have saw him wrestle instead of talk, but that's okay. Hopefully next time around he comes through here, he'll be wrestling.
But not just that,
there's been a lot of releases today in the WWE.
I know we might get into that too, man. Black Thursday, it has been a very, very dark one, man. Like I said, business is business. You know, unfortunately, decisions have to be made that we may not all agree with. And we really don't know what's happening behind the scenes, but I can only imagine some stuff is changing. And it does suck. It does suck when people get released. It does suck when people lose their jobs. But there's always opportunities here in the world of professional wrestling, just like there's always opportunities here in the world of fantasy wrestling. And you have a big opportunity tonight, boss man, a huge opportunity. Not only are you picking first here in round 7's Pick'em, you also won round 8. And the reason you're picking first tonight, to kind of backtrack, is because Inferno won Crossover. Jake Wyatt, what do you think about the turnaround for Inferno in Crossover, my man?
It was actually an all-around effort on the brand. Not just that, also us taking a gamble on Crown Jewel. So a lot, and plus on top of that, I had faith in my entire squad. So, including yourself. So, and also, I mean, as I said a couple weeks ago, I'm giving you and Moby a shot at those tag titles coming up at Survivor Series because you beat every other team that's on the brand. So you know what? We're just going to keep going, and the train's not going to stop rolling.
Hey, man, we're going to get ourselves a – hey, we got – like I've been telling, and I don't want to make this about me. I do not want to make this about me. But like I've been telling Infinite, like I've been telling the Law Dog, CEMO is coming. There is no denial. No denial that this match, this particular match, and there's going to be a lot of matches at FWWC Survivor Series, but this tag team championship match, Jake Wyatt, has to be one of the most important cross-brand. Matter of fact, it might be one of the only cross-brand matches. We're going to have a few, but it might be one of the most only important cross-brand matches here in the history of the FWWC, because Infinite has been holding on to those tag team titles for the majority of this year, if not all year, okay? It's been a long time coming, but a change needs to happen. And myself and my tag team partner are going to continue to work our asses off. We're going to be in some more matches. We're going to get some hustle and some beatdowns on, but we are going to be focused totally on Survivor Series. We're going to be focused totally on representing Inferno, and it's going to be a good pay-per-view all around. I'm looking forward to facing both these cats, even though they can do some underhand bullshit. But again, we didn't come here to talk about that. We are here for round seven's pick'em. And of course, we can't do the pick'em with just one general manager. We got to have two general managers, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, two of them, because there are two. So let's bring on none other than our general manager of Infinite, Mr. Lothamia's own, Hardcore Hog. Hardcore Hog, are you welcome to the FWWC tonight? Can you hear me, sir?
I hear you loud and clear there, CEO.
Hog, I got to be honest with you, brother. It seems like at the end, and we always look at the at football games and basketball games and any kind of sport that you're particularly interested in. And for some odd reason, there always seems to be a last-minute attempt at a comeback, okay? And I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm being unbiased, though I am on the Inferno team. We now stand at this brand battle with Infinite at 4-2 in two ties, and now Inferno at 2-4 in two ties. So it's currently, if you just want to put it in layman's terms, 4-2. The first to six will win. Now, with Inferno winning the last brand round number eight, and also winning Crosscover, Infinite seems to be on not necessarily a losing streak, but it was kind of a punch to the mouth, if you will. You know, just a little jab. I mean, y'all been kicking ass all 2021. I can't deny that. Y'all have had onto the titles. Y'all represented. Y'all been putting it down in promos. It's all good. But Inferno got a couple of jabs in. I got to ask you, Hardcore Hoss, did you feel those jabs? Are you tripping? Or what's really going down as we try to round out this end of brand battle?
Well, you know, we don't want to end it in six rounds and done. That would be a boring year, wouldn't it?
I mean, yeah, you know, I mean, it's conversations that are being had. At least that's what the thought of the BOD is.
So we gotta let them win a couple. I mean.
Oh, now, hey, why now you talking shit?
I think he's running his mouth only once, but he's just going to realize real quick that Inferno's going to rally back. Just like the World Series, you might be down, but you're never out.
I'll be damned. And it's been a good one. I got to tell both you guys, man, I have thoroughly enjoyed watching you, Jake Wyatt. I have thoroughly enjoyed watching you, Hardcore Hoss, both you guys take this brand battle to a different place, man. And like I said, we're coming to the end of the year, Hoss. We're coming to the end of the year, one of the most important parts of the year, Survivor Series. I know there's a lot going on Infinite, especially with those tag team titles. There's a lot going on with the world champion. But here we come to tonight's pick'em. I got to ask you, Hardcore Hoss, before we start this pick'em, man, this has to be one of the first times you haven't picked first. It's a trip. Usually we're dealing with Infinite picking first, whether it's by a mystery box or you just straight up whipped our ass, legitimately. We're used to Infinite going first. With you going second, Hoss, what do you think the strategy for you tonight is?
You know, it doesn't concern me because – you know, I have a plan either way, and I'm sure that we'll come out on top just like we always do. So, it's no big deal.
So, hold on. Did I remember you saying the last pick'em that usually the one who does the best in the pick'em wins that round? Didn't you say you did better than me in the last round, but then you just got your ass whipped?
I remember saying that I always seem to come out on top on the pick'em, but it doesn't matter where we go. We'll win. That's okay.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This has been a trip.
Just keep telling yourself
cats,
that.
Man. This has been a trip. This has been a trip. Now you guys have been kind of cordial to each other.
It's got to drive Jake wild that he can't get under my skin, no matter what he does.
I don't need to. I don't need to get under your skin. Don't have to. never have to. I just got to keep on rallying the squad and keep slapping your team in the face every time. But
just keep trying.
But we're not here to do that. Let's go crack with the pickle.
I know. I don't know. We got to get to business. It's fun hearing you guys do your thing, but we have to get to business. So, as always, allow me to explain exactly what's
on
the
table. Mr. CEO.
Go ahead, Hoss. What you say? Yes, sir. I'm listening.
I do have one thing, though. You know,
what's up?
I know that, yes, more matches were won on the Inferno brand throughout the Crosstober. I understand that. And you're giving the flowers to the Inferno brand for winning Crosstober, but
true.
You know, I think there's something that you could mention that you haven't,
and that is
who made the posters for Crosstober?
Ooh, you kind of got my hands tied on that one, dog.
I think a very nice job was done by Samela Mayhem on the posters for Crosstober, who made all of those posters from the Infinite team.
Jake Watt, your retort?
Don't have
Sasha ain't got one.
I don't give a crap, so we can keep going. I'm ready to get the spectrum started so I can start.
Those were some badass posters. Like I said, we got some great talent here in the FWWC. You guys don't realize, man. That's why we're the greatest fantasy wrestling group in the entire world, man. We are multi-talented. We all have things that we are capable of doing, showcase to the world, and damn it, that's what happened. So let's get down to the meat and potatoes and exactly what the hell is going on with the pick'em, what's on the table, points, so forth and so on. So, as you guys know, both of you tied in round 7 with 22 points. With Inferno winning Crosstober, that was a tiebreaker. But you still have 22 points to use for this evening's pick'em. As always, all items are worth 6 points. And in this pick'em, we have a total of 4. That is correct. 1, 2, 3, 4 mystery boxes and 2 free agents. Now, you guys got me to, now I need a little bit of clout. I need a little bit of roses, if you will, because I whipped Rashard's priest ass last week, and he can no longer appear on the FWWC tonight unless I send for him. See, the whole stipulation was, if Rashard Priest ended up beating me, he could pick exactly what brand he wanted to join, which I thought that was bullshit anyway. I mean, come on, dog. Let's be real. Rashard Priest doesn't get that kind of clout. But that was the stipulation I agreed to. But he didn't beat me. Therefore, he can't appear on the show anymore unless I feel like it. However, Rashard Priest is a free agent, and he is available to be picked tonight. Also worth 6 points. In addition, Daniel Grimm is also on the board tonight, also worth 6 points. And we've seen Daniel Grimm in action as of late. He has been booked. So, gentlemen, you have that. 22 points for Inferno, 22 points for Infinite, 4 mystery boxes, 2 free agents. Let me shut the F up. Ladies and gentlemen, the pick'em for round 7 starts right now. Inferno, you are on the clock.
With our first pick of this round, I'm going out of left field. This guy has been, actually, since he was let go of the Inferno brand, hasn't proven to us that he's been busting his ass, showing like he can work. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm hereby welcoming Dale Grimm back to the Inferno brand.
Holy JP, can I get a holy shit? Can we cue that up? Whoa. Holy shit. Oh, man. I'll be damned, Jake Wyatt welcoming. Now, here's the thing. There's been issues, problems with Mr. Daniel Grimm in the past, but you're welcoming back to the – explain yourself, sir. What made this decision come about?
So he's been proving himself. He's been booked in matches with both myself and Infinite. He's been on time with his promos. He's been working his ass off and showing me all that. I'm willing to let the past go and allow him to come back.
I'll be damned. Speechless. Completely speechless. Great. Now I mean, oh, Lord, I can't wait for this shit. JP, I don't think he's on the JP, I don't think he's on the line. Hopefully one of the free agents is on the line that we can talk to. But if he is not on the line, please somebody notify Daniel Grimm has made his epic return to the Inferno brand. This is crazy. But again, like I always like to say here in the FWWC, there's always opportunity. 110%. Always opportunity for redemption. Always opportunity to prove yourself. And we never shut anybody out here in the FWWC. So it's all good. Okay. Inferno's first pick is none other than Daniel Grimm. All right. Without further ado, once again, Infinite, you are now officially on the clock.
Well, you know, I believe that I will take mystery box number two.
Mystery box number two. You know I love these sound effects. JP, please hit that sound effect so we can open up this box. Oh, it's a winger of a zinger. It is a – this kind of has a thing. Folks, I love – if you guys don't know, I am a big fan of the holidays, ladies and gentlemen. I love the holidays. It all starts with Halloween, but damn it. JP, I know I'm going left field, okay? I know I'm going left field. This is kind of off subject, but it's something I have to say because there is a platform for it. So, JP, can you please hit the breaking news? I know I got to get to the pick. I know we got to get to the box, but there is something I have to absolutely say. So, JP, please hit the breaking news. As I said before, and all this, trust me, all this is going to make sense because trust me, the box has something to do with this, so I'm not going to ramble on. But, ladies and gentlemen, we just got done with Halloween, which was Sunday, October 31st. Again, hopefully you guys had a great time. For the love of God, I do not understand why the hell we are rushing Christmas. It makes no sense that on November 1st, there are Christmas trees, Christmas music, Charlie Brown Christmas, the Grinch Stole Christmas, The Nightmare Before Christmas, which is still technically a Halloween Christmas movie, Christmas cakes. No, no, damn it, no. It is not Christmas time yet. We haven't even got through Thanksgiving yet, okay? We had it. So stop with the Christmas shit, please, folks. I don't understand why the hell we're trying to rush stuff, but... Again, forgive me for my rant, because this particular box is called the Leftovers Box. And we are familiar with things, right? We know about Thanksgiving. We know about leftovers. Well, unfortunately, these leftovers might not be so sweet. The Leftovers Box. Now, let me explain exactly what this box is. The Leftovers Box. Okay. Hardcore Hawks. at the next pick'em, which would be round 8's pick'em. Not sure when that's going to be, but we're going to get that together. The leftovers box. At the next pick'em, the one to receive the box, the opposite general manager. So basically, the opposite general manager, which would be Inferno, they cannot make any picks until the holder of the box has made all of their picks. So Hardcore Hawk, what does that mean? That means that at the next pick'em, no matter what happens, you have to make all of your picks first, which technically that means you go first. This is automatically. Oh, shit. Didn't realize that either. So in round 8's pick'em, if you decide, when you decide to activate this box, or should I say, yeah, it has to be at the next pick'em. Has to be at the next pick'em. So that would be around 8th pick'em. That means that you have to make all of your picks first before Inferno can even go. So that means you have an opportunity to make 3 straight picks. So it could be free agents. It could be mystery boxes. You have to make all of your picks first before Inferno has an opportunity to go. Henceforth, why it's called the leftovers box. Hardcore Hawk, your thoughts?
Well, that sounds like a win to me. You know, getting to pick all mine first and then just giving Jake all the leftovers, you know, sounds like a win to me.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. Thank you. Jake Wyatt, man, with Thanksgiving coming close, man, I know you're a fan of leftovers on the plate, but not a fan of leftovers and picks. Your thoughts on this box, sir?
But the thing is, you don't know what you're going to get. I mean, you can always get two really shitty boxes. Never know. So really,
yeah, it's going
to. So technicality, the leftovers box is just you get to pick first, and it's also a crapshoot. So, it really depends. It's on you.
Really depends, you know. But we know we got a whole maybe few weeks before a round 8 pick'em. But now we know that Infinite will be picking first and they have the advantage. Seems like a good deal to me. We ought to be interested to see exactly how this is going to work. Okay, so Infinite picks box 2. Inferno, you are sitting on 16 points with the next pick. Inferno, you are currently on the clock.
Let's go with box number 4.
Box number 4. JP, can we get those awesome sound effects?
Wow.
Wow indeed. All right. This seems like a simple box. Box number 4. Box number 4 is called the safety box. Now, what exactly is the safety box? The general manager can choose a champion on their brand to activate the champion's advantage for Survivor Series. So, Jake Wyatt, you can pick whichever champion. This unfortunately doesn't apply to the tag team titles, but you can pick whichever champion on your brand that you would like to have champion's advantage going into Survivor Series. Your choice.
All right.
That could be the Warriors Art champion. That could be the TV champion. Whatever you decide to do, man, that is totally up to you.
All right. Looks like I got a lot of thinking to do because, I got a title match Monday, so we'll see how that goes.
Well, no, sir. It has to be a Survivor Series.
I know Survivor Series, but a lot's going to happen. There's a match I booked Monday. That has a big effect heading into Survivor Series.
Okay. All right. I'll take that. That's all you, big dog. I'll take that. That's on you. Interesting box. Interesting pick. Okay. Still on the clock. Still rolling. Next pick, we have Infinite, which is currently on the clock. We have 16 points left over. Infinite, it's your call. JP, hit that sound effect.
Okay, so which mystery boxes are left now, Mr. Mills?
We have mystery box number 3 and mystery box number one that are left on the table, and we still have Mr. Richard Priest on the table.
I believe I will take mystery box number one.
Mystery box number one. Let's go down with that, baby. Hit that sound effect. All right, mystery box number one. This is definitely going to be damn interesting. JP, I know I put you on the spot, but you know what I need. We got some more damn breaking news. With Survivor Series coming up, as I said before, we're going to see a lot of cross-brand stuff. And this box is familiar. Okay, not even going to lie. This box is very, very familiar. But this year, it kind of has a twist. So box number one will be a general manager versus general manager match at Survivor Series. But there's a big-ass twist to it. So, yes. We will see Jake Wyatt go against none other than Mr. Hardcore Hoss. Why not have another Infinite versus Inferno? But this just isn't going to be any regular match with some regular-ass stipulation. No, 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 no. We're going to make this stuff interesting because here in the FWWC, that is what we do. So at Survivor Series, it will be the general manager of Inferno, Jake Wyatt, versus the general manager of Infinite, Hardcore Hawk, in a one-on-one match. Now, here's the twist, and here's the stipulation. The losing general manager will sit out for an entire FWWC week. Now, that could be following the pay-per-view, or depending on if we have a break, the week after. The general manager must sit out. The losing general manager must sit out an entire FWWC week. Removed from the chat, no booking matches, no assistant with posters, nothing. However, that's not the twist. That ain't the twist, folks. Here comes the twist. The general manager must put someone in power in their absence. But here's the twist. The general manager can assign anyone from either brand to do so. This also includes free agents, members of the opposite brand, our member from their own brand. So that's going to make it kind of quirky because if a general manager loses, they don't necessarily have to appoint somebody from their brand to run the show. They can bring in somebody from the opposite brand to run the show. Very, very interesting turn of events with that, Mr. Hardcore Hoss. Now, I'm pretty sure you're confident that you're going to kick Jake Wyatt's ass, but the biggest thing is, if you don't happen to win, who do you think you put in place to run the show for you?
Well, you know, that's not something I have to decide right now, but I will say, you know, I do have a few former GMs on my team. I do have a lot of capable people on my team that I am confident in. So, to me, the way it looks is, I get to go in there, kick Jake Wyatt's ass, and if somehow he manages to come up with the win, I get a week's vacation afterwards. And like I said, I'm very confident in my people. So, you know, I don't think I'm worried about if I get a week's vacation because I'm sure it'll be in capable hands while I'm gone. So,
hell yeah. But again, the twist is you can pick anybody. That's what I think is kind of unique about this, that you can choose anybody. Either one of you can choose anybody to run the show for you from either brand. So, Mr. Jake Wyatt, same question for you. How interesting do you believe that? Let's start off from here. First of all, you two are going to be in the match of Survivor Series, so we got to get that built up. What are your thoughts going into the match going against Hardcore Holmes?
Well, I've sparsely competed this year, but I know this. I've done very, very well at Survivor Series the last few years. So you better hope that I have an off year. But then again, it really depends on how the rest of the next 3 weeks go. But also, if I do lose as well, I also have four general managers on my team. I have also capable people who will run the show as I see fit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in the same situation, but I'm coming into Survivor Series with a winning record.
Hell
so
yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
I mean, if it was me, hell, let's put El Diablo in charge. I'm saying, let's make this shit fun. Okay. Again, let me stop running my mouth. Let's get on with it. You currently
careful,
have
you say that name, you can pop in any minute now.
Oh, I hope not. I really hope not. I don't, because I got shit I got to do. I do not have time. Well, trust me, we can talk next week. Don't worry about it. We can talk next week. Tonight, we got to take care of business. Okay, Jake White, 10 points left, meaning you have one pick left. Last pick, Inferno, is on the clock.
I will take mystery box number 3.
Mystery box number 3. JP, hit them sound effects for me. Shit. I don't know how JP does it, but those sound effects really kind of reflect these boxes. Shit, this ain't good. Oh, God.
Okay.
Dang.
Well, give me the
bad
news.
All right. I know. I get, because this affects me, too. Box number 1. 3. Damn. Well, box number 3. I'm sorry. Box number 3. Damn it. The 3-on-3 Survivor Series match, which you guys still have to put your team together for that. The 3-on-3 Survivor Series match, the Inferno team will start 2 points down. Shit. Ugh.
Okay.
Golly. God. Damn it, Jake. Damn. So, at the beginning of the at Survivor Series, on that 3-on-3 match, unfortunately, Inferno will be 2 points in the hole. Oh, God, that means we got to get this shit right. Wyatt, again, your thoughts.
I feel like a gambling man. So, I mean, if we start 2 points down, just like I said earlier, just because we're down don't mean we're not out. And Haas, enjoy this 2 points. You ain't going to walk out of that bitch alive. Tell you that right now.
Yeah, I mean, that could go, it could honestly go either way. I mean, granted, yeah, we're down. We got to do it perfect. I mean, you know, Haas could, you never know. Haas could maybe miss 2. We don't know. We could get 2. I don't know. Like I said, it's going to take some time to do. But you know what? We're not going to trip. It's all good. We're not going to be down. All these matches are going to be awesome. So far, we know we have 3 confirmed. The general manager's match, the 3-on-3 Survivor Series match, and also, let me think, we also have another match I know we have for a fact. And the Tag Team Championship match, duh, the one I'm in. Shit. So Survivor Series is shaping up to be an amazing pay-per-view. I ain't tripping. It's all good. Let's get back to business. Infinite, you are on the clock with the final pick with 10 points left.
Well, with the final pick, you know, they always say you save the best for last. So I will take La Familia's own Richard Priest.
Holy hell. You know what? I kind of expected that. I did. And you know, the best part about it is that son of a bitch can't come on the show even if he wanted to unless I decide. And you know what? I don't feel like it tonight. I don't feel like it tonight. I may feel like it next week, but I don't feel like it tonight. No Richard Priest tonight. He can chat inside the Infinite locker room. But great, excellent pick. I know he's looking forward to competing over there. Hopefully that locker room doesn't get filled with hot air. So, to recap briefly, Inferno walks away with Daniel Grimm, box number 4, which was the safety box, and also box number 3, which unfortunately, 2 points down for the 3-on-3 going into Survivor Series. Jake Wyatt, very interesting picks. What did you think about this, your choices this evening?
Well, I got Grimm back. I have a safety box. We're down 2 points. I mean, that last box stings a little bit, but I believe in the Inferno Squad, and we're going to rally back and kick Infinite ass. That's all I got to say about that.
Damn straight, damn straight. And also, to recap for Mr. Hardcore Hawk, you had the leftovers box, box number 2. You also picked the general manager versus general manager box. And you also picked Mr. Richard Priest. It seemed like it was a pretty even kill tonight, Hardcore Hawk. Your thoughts on your choices this evening?
Well, I don't see how you think it was even. I mean, I'm glad he picked the boxes he picked.
Oh, God damn.
Well,
that's a shoot
well,
left.
At least,
come on, man.
So at least I don't have a rambling asshole who doesn't know when to shut the hell up on my brand. So you can keep that.
You just have a rambling asshole that don't know his ass from a hole in the ground named Jake Wyatt, but that's beside the point.
Oh, I got to mute
well,
myself.
Well, I will see you at Survivor Series. And I want you to shine my boots up real nice after we're done. So have fun with that. I'm out.
Oh, God dang. Jake Wyatt is gone.
Whew. Thank
Jesus.
Goodness.
Another great, I know, another great pick'em, another great night, another great evening with the FWWC tonight, another great round, and another great month. Like I said, ladies and gentlemen, we are nearing the end of the brand battle. We are nearing the end of 2021. A very effective year, a very different year, if you will, but it was a very accomplished year so far here in the FWWC. We had some additions. We had some subtractions. We had our share of mishaps, but the exact same time, the Fantasy Wrestling Worldwide chapter will always stand tall, will always be represented with the highest integrity that we can, and we're here to stay. We in this bad boy. It's all good. So, folks, with that being said, this was Round 7's Pick'em. We'll put the replay up on the Facebook page, and I want to thank you guys for joining me this evening. The CEO has business in the morning because God knows it's been a crazy-ass week. With that being said, join us next Thursday at 7:30 p.m. for another edition of the FWWC Tonight. This is CEO Mills signing out. Till next week, I'm out this bitch. Peace.